served on for 14 years. He addressed foreign policy questions from colleagues on both sides of the political aisle to move forward with his confirmation process.
卢比奥在国务卿参议院确认听证会上作证。1月15日，美国总统当选人唐纳德·特朗普提名的国务卿候选人、美国参议员马尔科·卢比奥在他已服务了14年的委员会前作证。他回答了来自两党同僚的外交政策问题，以推动他的确认过程。
As the son of Cuban immigrants who fled communism and built a stable life in the United States, Rubio was critical of challenges presented by communist regimes such as China. He promised a robust foreign policy agenda that prioritizes U.S. interests and restores the global order that Beijing and other adversarial nations have weaponized to their advantage.
卢比奥的父母逃离了共产古巴，在美国建立了稳定的生活。卢比奥对中共等共产主义政权所带来的挑战提出了批评。他承诺将推动一项强有力的外交政策议程，优先考虑美国利益，并恢复被中共及其他对立国家利用的全球秩序。
China was a centerpiece of the nomination hearing.A longtime China hawk, Rubio, was twice placed on Beijing's sanctions list in 2020 for his human rights advocacy.
中国是这次提名听证会的核心议题。在对华政策方面，卢比奥主张采取强硬立场。他长期关注中国人权问题。2020年先后因新疆、香港问题两度遭中共列入制裁名单。
He characterized the Chinese regime as the most potent and dangerous near-peer adversary this nation has ever confronted.
他将中共政权形容为这个国家曾经面对过的最强大、最危险的近似对手。
They have elements that the Soviet Union never possessed, the prospective incoming secretary said.They are a technological adversary and competitor, an industrial competitor, economic competitor, geopolitical competitor, a scientific competitor.
这位准国务卿表示，他们拥有苏联从未拥有的元素，他们是一个技术上的对手和竞争者，一个工业竞争者、经济竞争者、地缘政治竞争者、科学竞争者。
In every realm, he said, the regime poses an extraordinary challenge and one that will define the 21st century.
卢比奥表示，在各个领域，中共政权都构成了一个非同寻常的挑战，一个将定义21世纪的挑战。
We've allowed them to get away with things, and frankly, the Chinese did what any country in the world would do, given these opportunities.They took advantage of it, Rubio said. And so I think now we're dealing with the ramifications of it.
卢比奥说，我们让他们逍遥法外。坦率地说，中共做了任何一个国家在面对这些机会时都会做的事情。他们利用了这些机会。所以我认为现在我们正在处理由此带来的后果。
If the United States doesn't change course, Rubio said,It will soon head into a world where much of what matters to us on a daily basis, from our security to our health, will be dependent on whether the Chinese allow us to have it or not. He said he believed this could happen in less than 10 years.
卢比奥表示，如果美国不改变方向，美国很快将进入一个我们日常生活中许多重要事物从安全到健康都将依赖于中共是否允许我们拥有这些事物的世界。他说，他认为这一局面可能会在十年内发生。
Rubio vowed to ramp up the defenses of Taiwan to prevent a cataclysmic military intervention. As a democratic island just next to the Chinese mainland, Taiwan has faced increasing military harassment from Beijing over the past few years.
卢比奥誓言加强台湾的防御，以防止发生灾难性的军事干预。作为一个紧邻中国大陆的民主岛屿，台湾近年来面临来自北京的日益加剧的军事骚扰。
To deter the long-standing ambition of the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, to annex Taiwan, Rubio supports what's called a porcupine strategy to make the price of an invasion too high for Beijing to pay.
为了遏制中共长期以来吞并台湾的野心，卢比奥支持一种被称为刺猬战略的做法，使入侵的代价对北京来说无法承受。
Rubio said he was far from being alarmist about the regime's motives.
卢比奥表示，他并不是对于中共政权的动机过于危言耸听。
Unless something dramatic changes, like an equilibrium where they conclude that the cost of intervening in Taiwan are too high, we're going to have to deal with this before the end of this decade, he said.
他说，除非发生某些戏剧性的变化，比如达成一种平衡，使他们认为干预台湾的代价太高，否则我们将在本十年结束前不得不面对这个问题。
The CCP's influence has barred Taiwan from participating in various United Nations bodies, and Beijing has been trying to flip Taipei's diplomatic partners. One latest example of that is Nauru, which switched allegiance to Beijing in January 2024, just 2 days after Taiwan's presidential and parliamentary elections. The decision left Taiwan with 12 diplomatic allies.
中共在国际上施加影响，阻止台湾参与多个联合国机构，还试图拉拢台湾的外交伙伴。最近的一个例子是瑙鲁。2024年1月，瑙鲁在台湾总统和立法机构选举后的两天改变了对北京的立场，转而支持北京，这使台湾的外交盟友减少到12个。
We welcome the Chinese Communist Party into the global order, and they took advantage of all of its benefits, but they ignored all of its obligations and responsibilities, Rubio said.
Instead, they have lied, cheated, hacked, and stolen their way to global superpower status at our expense, he said.
卢比奥批评中共政权只享受了全球秩序的好处，却无视其应尽的义务和责任。相反，中共通过压制、撒谎、欺骗、黑客攻击和盗窃，攫取了全球超级大国地位。他说，这一切是以牺牲我们的利益为代价的。
Supporting Taiwan, in Rubio's view, also involves finding every opportunity possible to allow Taiwan to engage in international forums where important issues are discussed and they're not represented.
在卢比奥看来，支持台湾还意味着抓住一切可能的机会，让台湾参与那些讨论重要议题而又没有被代表的国际论坛。
Welcome back to the Chinese Show on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby.We also stream online at www.cjsf.ca. Now it's our time to showcase some of the albums released by Canadian musician. First, I'll bring you Neil Innan, and the song is called If You Want to Be a Bird.Which is from the album titled Every Once in a While, released in 2019. 听众朋友，欢迎您继续收听 CJSF 90.1 FM 电台的 Rachel 的 Show。现在呢，到了我们为大家推荐加拿大音乐人新近发行的音乐专辑节目欣赏时间。首先要带给大家的是来自 Lenore 伊嫩演唱的歌曲，名字叫做 If You Won't Be a Bird， 希望您喜欢。
I was a raven who could fly far away. My grandmother knew I had mystery. She'd say, my little chickadee, don't you worry, it'll be okay. 'Cause if you wanna be a bird,
Which is from the album titled Red Sun Raisin. 接下来请大家欣赏来自 Road Waves 演唱的歌曲 Lakeshore Drive。Next, I'll bring you Carmen Toast, and the song is called Signs of Life. 接下来请大家欣赏来自 Carmen Toast 演唱的歌曲 Signs of Life.
Head of 上没有收获，他们说感情都是虚假，
他们说不要做梦不要心事，他们说我们都已经长大，
谁听说成人的世界里还有痛，
which means myth, and it's vocal by Luo Jiezhen and Li Bihua, and a place is a song called 回家, which means go home, and it's vocal by Pan Anbang.听众朋友，刚才您欣赏的这首歌曲呢，是由罗杰正和李碧华演唱的《神话》。接下来要推荐给大家的是由潘安邦演唱的《回家》。 last song for today's music segment of the Chinese show is sung vocal by Yin Xia, and it's called O Niu Yu Huang Li Liao, which means snail and bird. And her she wish everyone a happy weekend. Please tune in next Saturday noon on CJSF 90.1 FM.听众朋友，今天要推荐给大家的最后一首歌曲呢，是由银霞演唱的《蜗牛与黄鹂鸟》。在这里呢，何西特别感谢大家收听我们的节目。